and it was there Harl found them.
I knew it!
He swung the pitchfork hard at Kobe's head.
Kobe!
I knew something was up when I saw you weeping over them cats, girl! You think your dog's an idiot?
I don't care! Kobe and I are in love and I'm leaving with him!
The core you are! You'll get your ass in this house this instant! You want to keep the skin on it?
But Kobe's meaty hand locked over Harl's wrist, twisting and pulling it off Renna.
I'm sorry, sir, but I ain't gonna let you do that.
Well, boy, don't say you didn't ask for this.
He kicked Kobe hard in the crotch, his pants still around his ankles. Harl shoved Renna to the ground and raised his pitchfork, striking merciless blows as Kobe lay helpless.
Typical bully boy! But you've never been in a real fight in your life!
Harl stuck the fork in the dirt and pulled his long knife from the sheath on his belt.
I told you what I'd do if I caught you with my daughter again. Say goodbye to your stones, boy.
No!
Renna leaped on Harl's back.
Run, Kobe! Oh, run!
Harl turned and kicked back, slamming her into the wall of the barn. Pain flared through Renna on impact, but even through the haze, she saw Kobe pulling up his pants and leaping onto his horse. Before Harl could snatch up his pitchfork, he had kicked Pinecone's flanks and was galloping down the road.
This is your last warning, boy! Stay away from my daughter, or I ain't gonna leave you an inch to piss with! As for you, girlie, I told you what we do to tramps around here.
He grabbed Renna's hair in a fist and dragged her toward the house. Halfway across the yard, she realized they weren't going to the house at all. Harl was taking her to the outhouse.
No! Creator, please! No!
Think the Creator's gonna help you with you out sinning in broad daylight, girl? I'm doing his correspondent work.
Dad, please! I promise I'll be good!
You made that promise before, girl, and see where it's got us. Should have done this right away. Made sure you took me serious.
He shoved hard and Renna fell into the outhouse, landing hard against the bench and wrenching her back. She ignored the pain and surged forward to escape, but Harl punched her right in the face as she charged, and everything went black. Renna came to a few hours later. At first, she forgot where she was, but the fire in her back where she had struck the bench and the blinding pain in her cheek when she flexed her face brought it all back. She opened her eyes in terror. It was hot in the tiny outhouse, and the air was thick with the stench of excrement. There was a vent, but Renna didn't dare open it for fear of creating a hole in the ward net. Through the cracks in the wood, Renna watched the light dim as the sun began to set. She kept hoping, praying, that Harl would come back, that it was just a scare. But as the last glimmer of light died, so too did her hopes. Outside, the corlings were rising. She felt in her apron pocket, clutching the polished stones of Kobe's necklace tightly for strength. The demons came silently. The day's heat drifting up from the ground gave them a path from the core, it was said, and their misty forms even now would be coalescing into claws and scales and razor teeth. Renna stiffened, biting her lip in fear, and in the silence of her stillness she could hear quick sniffs as the corling inhaled the sharp tang of her fear. Suddenly the demon struck hard at the wards. The wards held, but the demon was undeterred. At last, the corling gave up. But the ordeal did not end there. Every corling in the yard caught her scent before long. She endured the sparks of magic as flame demons raked at the wood with their tiny claws, shivering at the blasts of cold air as the wards converted their fire spit. Worse were the wood demons, which drove off the others before long and pounded the wards so hard that the entire structure rocked with the force of each rebound. It seemed to go on for an eternity. After Creator only knew how many hours Rena found herself praying for the wards to fail, as they surely must, before the night was through, just to put an end to it. If she'd been able to muster the strength to stand, she would have opened the door herself to let them in. More interminable time passed, and she found she lacked even the strength to cry. She lay curled tight, every muscle tensed at once, and tears flowed silently from her wide eyes as they stared into the darkness. She didn't even notice when the sounds and flashes ceased, and the demons returned to the core.